All right, ready to dive in. You shared Sears Kafursi's website, wants us to get a feel for his work, maybe see if there's potential for, I don't know, collaboration, speaking gig.
Yeah, he's got quite the online presence.
Understatement. Mm-hmm. The guy seems to have done it all, AI, international business, even lists storyteller as a skill. First impressions. What jumps out at you?
Honestly, it's easy to get lost in the buzzwords, right? Digital transformation, intercultural communication. Who doesn't claim that these days? But the thing that's interesting is just how long he's been in the game. Like, we're talking tech's early days.
Right. When I saw mobile telephony, I swear, I flash back to like those giant cell phones. Okay, so experience, check. But how do we know it's not all just smoke and mirrors? This testimonial section is huge CEOs, directors, even a Rotary Club member raving.
That's what I noticed too. Usually, testimonials are all over the place, but the consistency here is striking. Across industries, it's the same story. This guy makes complex topics engaging. He connects with people, gives them actual takeaways. It's not just what he knows, it's how he shares it, apparently.
Okay, seeing that, like this quote from the Cobra CRM director, not a chair creaked during his presentation. That's vivid. And others echo that his energy, the storytelling. But is that all it is? Good presentation skills? Or is there real substance?
$1 million question, right? Anyone can put on a good show, but does it translate to actual impact? That's what we got to figure out.
Okay, so let's dig into his company, Tribulon Media. Seems like this is where all his interests collide. Tech, culture, communication. What's the common thread you see?
This is where his unique perspective emerges. He connects the dots between tech, culture, and how we talk to each other. Not just training on the newest software, but navigating the human side of this digital world we're in.
Bridging the gap between the tech and the human experience. And, you know, that actually clicks with a lot of these testimonials. The Salta Group, for example. Yep. They loved his customer journey workshop, said it helped them connect with clients and improved how they communicate internally.
Fascinating, right?
Right. He's advocating for a more human-focused approach to tech, which, honestly, we need more of that. It's so easy to get swept up in the latest, greatest thing and forget, well, the people using it. Totally. So we're seeing a trend. Well, deep tech knowledge meets this real emphasis on human connection. But how does that play out in measurable ways? Impressive client list, sure, Nutricia, IKEA, even government ministries. But what did he actually do for them? What were the results?
Exactly. Testimonials are great and all, but we need some concrete evidence. What specific challenges did he help them overcome? That's all we need to uncover.
And that's where our deep dive takes us next. We've moved from buzzwords to, well, praise, and we're getting a sense of his background, his approach. But this is just the tip of the iceberg, right? Time to see if he lives up to the hype. You know, everyone's got that digital footprint now, but this website, it's like he's choosing what we see. We haven't even touched on his writing yet. Articles, podcasts. The guy clearly loves to share what he's thinking. Where do we even start with this expert?
What gets me is the range of topics. I mean, AI ethics one minute, then it's intercultural marketing. Then there's this piece called, get this, The Illusion of Communication. Talk about a headline grabber.
Hold on. The Illusion of Communication. Okay, that's going straight on my reading list. Perfect for this whole hyper-connected but weirdly disconnected world we're living in. But seriously, how does one person cover so much ground? Is there a method to the madness? Some framework he uses?
That's where his tech background gives us clues. He's deep into tech, yeah, but his focus always comes back to the human side of it. Like, he's using his understanding of systems to, I don't know, analyze how we interact.
Like, yeah, we built the cool tech, but don't forget, we're still just humans trying to use it. It's like in his article on big data, he's all about the cultural context, which gets lost sometimes in the rush to just crunch numbers.
100%. He's not afraid to say, hey, tech has its limits, especially when it comes to us messy humans. Refreshing, honestly.
So more than just a tech guy, he's a critical thinker, which makes his perspective even more valuable, wouldn't you say? It's not just embrace the new gadget. It's about using this stuff thoughtfully, responsibly.
Absolutely. He's all about being mindful how tech impacts individuals, companies, society as a whole. Big picture thinking, crucial.
Okay, so we're seeing this pattern emerge. Deep tech knowledge, a real passion for the human side of things, and this critical eye toward the potential downsides of it all, powerful combo, makes me even more curious to see how it plays out with his clients.
Me too. Anyone can talk a big game, but does he deliver? We need to see these ideas turn into results.
Think back to those testimonials. That Dutch hospital, Bravis. They said his workshops made them way more aware of diversity and inclusion in how they communicate. putting theory into action.
Exactly. Not just talking about it, but giving them tools to communicate across cultures. Huge in today's world.
And not just external communication either, right? Remember Salta Group? Their internal communication got better after his customer journey thing. He's making workplaces more human-centered, not just slapping a slogan on it. Building empathy, understanding.
So that's impact. Helping create workplaces where people feel heard, understood.
This is why I love these deep dives. We started with just a website, a bunch of info. Now we're seeing a philosophy, a worldview almost. The CRC is not just another consultant.
Definitely not. Makes you wonder, what's he up to right now? The site's a glimpse into the past, but what are his current passions, his projects? That's the missing piece.
We've done quite the deep dive here from those early mobile telephony days to like the future of communication. This guy, serious, he gets tech, but he also gets people. This website, though, feels like a teaser.
Yeah.
Where do we go from here, expert? What are the missing pieces?
Right. Like, we've got the map, but we got to find the buried treasure now. You've seen his past work, his whole philosophy. But if you're thinking collaboration, speaking gig, whatever, you need to know what he's doing now.
Exactly. Still consulting, the kind of project. He mentions training, keynotes, all that. But where's his focus?
Exactly. And honestly, don't be afraid to just ask him. Case studies, client references, even just a quick chat to see if it's a fit. Time to put on your detective hat.
Right. Got to make sure the chemistry is there before you propose, so to speak. Speaking of, what about his collaborative style? His presentations are tailored, sure, but the consultancy work, is it collaborative? Any particular method he uses?
Good point. Website says results-driven, thorough analysis, which is, you know. But how does that actually work in practice?
This website. Amazing starting point. But the good stuff comes from asking those targeted questions, seeing if it aligns with what you need. Like, are we digging for gold or for diamonds? He might be great, but is he great for you? That's the question.
100%. And that's the beauty of this whole thing, right? Not about giving you all the answers. It's about giving you the right questions.
So there you have it. We went deep into the world of Cirrus Cavahersey AI, intercultural communication, all that good stuff. We've talked about his experience, his unique perspective, the impact he's made. But now it's up to you. Could you see yourself working with this guy? Learning from it, maybe inviting him to blow everyone away at your next conference. That's for you to decide. Hope you enjoyed this deep dive as much as we did. Until next time, keep those questions coming.